This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. I love this website, flypsp.com. Named number one of nation's fastest growing airports, number three in the United States for recovery from COVID, and now Avalo Airlines has those great $29 one-way fares. Check it out.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, you've got passes to the Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org, 325-6565. Gift certificate from JT's Diner out there on Cook Street. It's JTS, like JT's Diner, PalmDesert.com, 674-7600. Great breakfast. Fabulous, fabulous breakfast. It's like a trip down Route 66. Everything's like you used to see when you drove along on a two-lane highway. How old am I? You've got a gift certificate from Lou Chow's Palm Springs. That's the new one at the Rim Rock Shopping Center. Call them first because different hours of takeout, different hours of dining in. Lou Chow's, PalmSprings.com, 656-0045.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lou Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lou Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And then their sister restaurant, or their brother restaurant, no, sister restaurant. Brother restaurant doesn't sound right, even though its name is Oscars. That's a brother. Oh, well. Sister restaurant. Oscars Cafe and Bar, OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. This is absolutely the entertainment heart of Palm Springs. Dan Gore has something there every night, it seems. Okay, Robert Firth has two children.
I do.
Don't you, or is it three?
I have two.
Oh, that was right.
You were.
He confused me. And I can't remember Kathy, but Joey's got three, so we'll take two and three and make it the fifth caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Be caller number five. And thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year. When did that happen? Couldn't have done it without you. Oh, boy. Look who's in the house, Robert Firth from
the law offices of Robert L. Firth in Cathedral City, California.
I didn't even bring the questions. They're on my calendar. There are so many of them. Did you write them down?
I looked at them and I checked the answers on some of them.
Okay.
And some of the questions didn't quite make sense to me, but others.
That's probably my fault because I write them in pencil and mouse. What was this one about? Twin babies died in a car accidentally. Is that a criminal murder?
Could be. Depends on the circumstances. That was all the note that I had. I'm assuming that they were left in the back seat. You know, the mother, the father, both of them left the car, went somewhere, and by the time they came back, they died of heat stroke.
And as I recall from the question, the parents were absolutely grief-stricken. It was, I don't know how you forget your kids must have been asleep in the back.
Kids were asleep. They were focused on something else, and they didn't normally have the kids with them. I mean, you know, you see that from time to time where some, you know, the father's, was supposed to take the child to daycare instead of the mother, and he's late to work. He gets to, you know, the factory where his job is, and he forgets that he has the kid in the back seat.
Is that criminal? It's negligence.
It's negligent, but does it rise to criminal negligence is the question.
Does it?
And it depends on the circumstances. Oh. I mean, if it were a case where the mother was going into a crack house to take drugs and got, you know, OD'd or, you know, was there for 8 or 10 hours, yeah, that's probably criminal. If mom is trying to do 10 things at once, like most mothers are, and she just, you know, forgot to drop the kid off, or there was a, I saw them on the internet a couple of weeks ago, woman came home, she's got stuff, she's just, and totally forgot that her child was asleep in the back seat. And the other kids got out of the car, but the baby didn't, and suddenly 2 hours later or 3 hours later, she realizes it, and by that time, the car had gotten to 130 degrees inside, and the child died. It's not really criminal. I mean, the mother's devastated. So, like I said, it depends on the exigent circumstances that would determine if criminal liability would attach.
This one I do understand. The widow of Kobe Bryant was able to get that judgment about having the photos of his death and her daughter, their daughter, publicized. But isn't a photo of an accident scene, how is that?
Well, these were pictures that were taken by the sheriff's deputies on their own cell phones. And they were then going to a bar and showing, hey, you want to see a picture of Kobe Bryant, you know, with his head ripped off in a plane crash or, you know, a helicopter crash? So that's what it was. It was a complete and total abuse on the behalf of the police. It's one thing if you're taking photographs, they're going to go into the autopsy report and
or
all
the
that
newspaper
stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, like. But, you know, that stuff's not released to the newspaper. What's released to the papers is the cause of death. You know, cause of death, blunt force trauma as a result of a helicopter crash. But the actual pictures themselves, nobody has a right to see those.
So who had to pay? The people that took the pictures?
The city of, the county sheriff's. Of Los Angeles paid millions.
Yes.
Because these people were agents of the county when they took these pictures and then distributed them without permission from anybody.
What if they just kept them on their phone? That wouldn't have been, who knows?
Probably wouldn't have riven, you know, the they shouldn't have taken the pictures, but the real crime the real negligence or the mistake was that they actually distributed those photos, you know, passed them around the bar.
This is kind of similar. Naomi Judd's daughters succeeded in keeping the details of her suicide private. But I thought when you commit suicide in your home, don't you have to have an autopsy?
Well, there has to be an autopsy, but the autopsy doesn't need to be released to the public.
Really?
No. The coroner, whoever the officer has jurisdiction to do that in that state, and I assume it's a county coroner, you know, they have an autopsy performed to determine cause of death, and, you know, they can certainly say cause of death was suicide. They don't need to know cause of death was suicide caused by a 12-gauge shotgun or, suicide caused by, an overdose of pills or whatever else. That's really irrelevant for the general public standpoint. It's just that, although every inquiring minds want to know, but it's all we need to know is what's the official cause of death. I mean, when you get a death certificate, that's what's on there. You know, it was stroke, it was heart attack, it was cancer, whatever.
Gunshot.
But you don't need to see all the gruesome details, you know.
Now, when you commit suicide in your own home, you call the police first, I guess. No, you don't call because you just killed yourself.
The person who finds the body should immediately call the police.
Now, do they take photos? Or the crime scene investigators have to take photos, don't they?
They'll bring in crime scene investigators to determine that, yes, indeed, it was a suicide. It wasn't
not a
murder that was made to look like a suicide. So they'll go in, they'll take all the photos, they'll take the body to the morgue where an autopsy will be performed.
Where do those photos go?
Those go into the file, and that's, you know, that is not a public record.
See what we're learning?
Yeah. I also, on follow-up on that, I checked. Governor Schwarzenegger, when he signed a law into effect that said the parents of minor children can have the death record sealed. Not necessarily the death certificate or cause of death.
Right.
And even then, you know, if you want a death certificate from somebody, you got to prove why you need it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm the, you know, the petitioner under, you know, for the probate, or I'm the parent or whatever. Nobody in these days can walk in and just say, give me a death certificate for somebody who died 20 years ago. Because there's too much identity theft as a result. So that's been eliminated now for several years.
I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be common. Criminals are smart.
Well, they are. They are.
So if you can have the death information about a minor child sealed.
Yeah, those can be completely sealed. Otherwise, you know, there's an autopsy report, and then it's a question of, do you have a need to know? And just because you're a curious bystander is not it. If there's a question, well, the autopsy said the person died by suicide, but we think it was a murder and we filed a lawsuit, and yeah, then they're going to want to see a copy of the autopsy report and even file to have their own private one done. And that happened just recently in a case where the...
Really?
Yeah, and the private autopsy determined, no, this person didn't die by suicide, this person was murdered.
I watch Law and Order. Yeah. It'll be an episode on Law and Order soon. Okay, Joey Pals, we're trying to get through these. I don't know what that
means. There was one question about license plates.
Oh.
And I
do
did
that
check
one.
On that.
Somebody
in
wanted
California,
to know.
You must have a license plate on both the front and the rear of the vehicle.
You must have front and rear.
And if you don't have one on the front, yeah, you can be stopped by the police and ticketed.
Oh.
About 20 states in the union don't require a front license plate.
Why? Because you're being chased by the police.
Well, yeah, but it's just like, all right, we need it on the back if you're being chased, but why do you need it on the front? They just don't. Arizona doesn't require a license plate on the front. And if you were stopped by the police, they can't give you a ticket because you're out of state, and in your state, you're not required to have a license plate. No.
Gotcha. Okay, here's one from our neighbors across the hall from the Joey English studio. They asked me to ask you, when the city of Palm Springs donated land to the College of the Desert for their university extension here in North Palm Springs, and now the city is suing COD. No, how does it go? COD wants to sell it back to the city.
I'm not sure if it's a sale or they're giving back. The question
was... But the city is suing.
And I'm going to say, I don't think they... Palm Springs donated the property. And I may be wrong, but I think it sold it to COD.
Okay.
And there was a provision in there that if you didn't build the college on this ground...
We got it back.
We get it back. Because somebody came and made an offer to COD to build apartments or, you know, houses and all that stuff.
Something else.
Once COD got the old Palm Springs Mall. And, you know, the COD says, yeah, you can have it back. You know, we don't need it, so...
So the city's suing to...
Just say, hey, we want it back. And to my knowledge, the COD is saying, yeah, it's fine. You can take it back.
We've got, what, 2 minutes left? Somebody says, what do you think about, the abortion laws? Oh, my goodness. There's some people say 28 days after birth. That came up, that you can kill a newborn. Is that what that means?
No. That makes absolutely
no sense.
Yeah.
I must have
written it
wrong.
The question is, after inception, when is the fetus considered life as opposed to not? And I'm not going to weigh in on that. I mean,
Me neither.
You know, I actually thought Roe v. Wade was a great decision, and I thought that the rules they had as to when you could automatically have an abortion, when you needed to have, you know, you needed to have a physician's approval to do it, and when you needed to have a court's decision to do it, I thought it made perfect sense to me. I'm not a big fan of Justice Alito.
I've always had trouble with that. I understand it's my body, I'm a woman, my right to choose. What if the baby you're aborting is a girl? Doesn't she have... Oh, no, we're not going there.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to, they love having you here. All of you Joey Pals just got all this free legal stuff. How can they continue the conversation with you? And we were going to do a show on what you really do.
Which is estate planning and bankruptcy. So.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I'm sure.
I'm not taking questions next month.
If I can give a plug for myself.
Please.
On Sunday night at 6:30, I am on Desert Chat on KESQ. And I have a segment there, and I will monthly have a segment. That'll be rebroadcast
Fabulous.
On Fox at 10 or 10:30 that night.
I'll make sure I get all that right.
Okay.
I'm not taking questions for October, Joey Pals. We're going to do a segment on estate planning and bankruptcy.
Sure.
And what's your phone number?
760-770-4066. And the website is firthlaw, firthlaw.com.
It's always wonderful when you're... I could listen to you talk all day. Bless your heart. Thanks so much.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them, by the way. At prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Maybe you go to Dubai with me next March. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership for us, astrologyworldnews.com. We're under the sign of Virgo until September 23rd. Virgo people normally handle daily issues pretty well, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge. Don't be quick or impulsive. Make careful decisions this month. The Mercury retrograde goes until October 1st. Remember what Dana's taught us. The Mercury retrograde makes things more intense, not necessarily more negative. Check it out at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency reminds you that they've approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. Just Fabulous. I love this website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids and pets, huge orders of books, gifts, candles. They're getting ready for the holidays, and they have a new collection of retro pool floats. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, month, year holds in store for you. His detailed messages delivered at his beautiful sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Great gift idea. Call 401-1810 or visit lalovisions.com. As Pat Boone says, you will thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway reminds you the tram is currently shut down for annual maintenance. Tentative reopening day, Monday, October 10th. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn, is currently hosting the LGBTQIA Film Festival. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the questionable reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow the Joey English Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.